You join us here on the BN Sports Sofa, where we've watched a very close game, pretty much like how we're sitting very closely here on the sofa. Japan are out. The seventh European nation, that is the Dutch, are through to the quarterfinals. Seven European nations and the United States. Is there a shift in power?
I don't know. I wouldn't. I'm assuming that the US are going to win, so no.
I think, yeah, I mean, it's hard to know if there's a change in power because we haven't seen the winners yet. But I think definitely, like, with the way that there's... I think the problem in this tournament that there's been is the teams were expected to do really, really well. Australia, Canada, Sweden's still in it. But what I'm saying is I haven't seen them play their best football. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think that's why Italy, England, you know, are catching up to these nations because, you know, the same as Germany. Like, England have progressed so much. And we used to get absolutely hammered by Germany up until about 4 or 5 years ago. And now, you know, we look like we can win. And Italy, as I always say... keep saying they were the dark horses because no one expected them. Even Spain had a good tournament. You know, they almost put out America last night and it was almost the first shock of the tournament. So,
yeah, you play there. Why have they suddenly improved all of a sudden?
I think that it's because they've all gone full-time professional. And, you know, Juventus, Fiorentina, AC Milan, they all have professional teams, you know. Similar to Real Madrid now, they bought that team in, they bought another team in Spain. You know, it used to be called Brescia, now it's AC Milan. Now, it sounds, it's not to be disrespectful to Brescia, but it sounds more like inviting if it says AC Milan versus Juventus and stuff like that. So I just think it's because it's more, they've gone from amateur straight to professional. I mean, it became professional while I was there, if that makes sense. When I signed my contract, it was almost like, you know, and for people to get visas and stuff, it was almost like confusing because it wasn't a professional league.
Yeah,
and that was only up until like 6 months ago.
So you're sure that there's a shift?
Yeah.
Yeah, shift, changing the guard.
Yeah.
But USA, okay? Not a European nation, of course. Has that gap closed somewhat because of this World Cup, or are they still far and away the best nation in the world?
I think it's definitely closed a lot. I feel like everyone has stepped up their game. People are becoming more professional. People are full-time footballers now, and that's what we want to see, and we want to see that gap be closer. I still believe that a couple countries are a little bit further away than what the US are, but I think everyone's trying to copy them. Like, the Aussies were trying to copy them. We get the same resources. We make sure that we're training just as hard as them. And that's what you want to see because you want to be the best, and they're clearly the best right now.
Ironically, our exercise scientist, England, is now... has been working with the USA women's national team for the last 10 years or so, but she was somebody that, you know, we all were taking care of when we were younger on the younger national team, and now she works for the US, and she used to always be, so she tried to get research all the time, you know, what are they doing? And it's not like you're copying them, so to speak, but you are kind of trying to replicate what they're doing, because I think we both have good enough players on our teams, but they just have that, there used to be that little bit missing where America used to always beat us because they were fitter than us.
Yeah, so that's and why that's it's the like, same with us. Yeah. Like, they were just so fit, and because they have so many games throughout the year, they've got a bigger pool to grab players from as well compared to Australia. But I look at the way that we used to train, say 5 years ago, we would get maybe one or two camps a year, like if we were lucky, if we weren't playing any games. But you wouldn't see that happen in the US. They're always playing games.
As well. They have a thing like residency, they call it, where in the last World Cup, they didn't even have, the league wasn't in place at the time, and they just used to meet up with the national team, and they used to stay in like apartments in LA, you know, and train, and it was like a club team. Their national team was almost like their club team because they meet up so often. And when you have that kind of funding behind you, I know the girls are fighting for equality and equal pay, which is what they need to do, you know, they deserve it, but they still have a lot more than these other nations do, like Argentina, you know, and other teams we've mentioned during the tournament. I think hopefully it will be a bit more humbling to some people that there's these other nations that have, Nigeria, not been paid, you know, and they're not coming out of their hotel room because they're owed $5,000 or something, which is, you know, that's a lot of money to them.
Yeah.
You know, and these players are making, you know, so I think sometimes people have to have a little bit of perspective of how fortunate they are sometimes.
I was going to say, is it a money issue? But I guess as well, it's also an organisational thing as well.
Yes and no. I mean, I think the Americans have always been hugely backed by their federation. I think the argument is they're better than the men, which is true, and they bring in more revenue than the men. And that's why if the men were better, they wouldn't even be having this debate about it, because the men don't bring in fans. They don't bring in the revenue. The girls actually do, and they've got this, and they're like, this is what we do. This is why we deserve more. Whereas, you know, for example, at Juventus, you couldn't turn around and say, we bring in more revenue than the men. Do I bring in more revenue than Cristiano Ronaldo? Actually,
yeah. Do you?
Yeah, you do.
I do.
Bring in more smiles.
But for a country that loves baseball, basketball, ice hockey as well, I guess, it's kind of refreshing to see women's football, not just men's football, being part of such a great appetite for American fans.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like you just said, they're the number one like sporting nation. And for them to be able to get everyone else to back them, and female men, you see men walking around with Morgan on the back of their shirt, and that's what you want to see. You want to see that love and support for the women because they deserve it. And like Leanne said, they are better than the men.
And I think a lot of countries need to take a leaf out of the Americans' book when it comes to the marketing. You know, I was just at a school the other day in Qatar, and one of the kids said to me, who's better out of me and Alex Morgan? You know, and I was surprised. Of course I said me.
Yeah, I was going
to say. No, we actually said Alex because, you know, she's an unbelievable player. But I'm saying, like, in Qatar, there's kids that know who Alex Morgan is. Mm. Now, Alex is one of the best players in the world, but America's really good at marketing players, you know, and that's why I think they are the best as well. I mean, I've got kids that I coach in New York that are flying over to France, you know. There's people from California flying to France for this game, whereas, you know, England, we're not that far away when it comes to location-wise to France, and we're not selling out stadiums. No. But you've got Americans flying from halfway around the world to go to these games. And as we've seen today, I think the tickets are going for 500 euros.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, it's fantastic to see that there's people trying really hard to get tickets for a women's game.
You wouldn't have been able to see that a couple of years ago. Never. Like, no one would be spending that much money to go see a women's game. So for it to shift that quickly and to be able to support those two big nations, of course it's going to be a sellout, which is incredible.
Yeah, we talk about women's football, and it is progressing year on year, but how do you get to the next level?
I think we, like Leanne said, we have to market the female game more. Because
will that work, though? Is there other ways of doing it?
Well, I've been battling this with our federation for so long because I believe if you put more money into the marketing and you promote us, then people actually know that we're playing, so they will actually turn up to our games, and then the revenue would start to kick in and build that way. For the first time last year, I think it was the first time that they fully marketed the Matildas, and we sold out like 20,000 tickets. Mm. And like for us to do that, it's usually 2,000 to 3,000 people coming to support us. So it was the first time that they actually spent some time and some money into the women's game, and there was an outcome. So imagine if we were doing that 5 to 10 years ago, then clearly we wouldn't be sitting here and having this conversation. It's a little too late, but hopefully everyone can pick it up now and start to move on and do what the Americans do so well.
But one thing I also will say, you made some really good points because you just reminded me that it's sustainability as well. You know, after this World Cup, there's always this World Cup euphoria. Like I've played in America before where after the World Cup, all the stadiums sell out just after the World Cup because everybody's so excited. And then you just see everybody kind of disappearing. Yeah. And it's weird. It happens in England as well. Everyone's excited. Yeah. And I just hope that it finally sticks after this World Cup because, you know, we want people to continue to have the sport grow. It's phenomenal. You know, I'll be interested to know. I want to know what people actually think about this. And I want to throw this question out there. What tournament do people think was better, 2015 Canada or France 2019?
Because which one for you personally, both?
Well, this is why I'm trying to think. Am I being biased because I played in the last one? Yeah, but I personally think the quality of the last World Cup was better.
Yeah, I'll have to agree as well.
And that's not because I played in it. I've watched the games, you know, and I do think it's a different experience from analysing to playing. And that's not because we were there that I'm like, oh yeah, it was better because we were there. But I'm saying from what I've seen, you can't fault the heart, the passion and everything from the girls, you know, and there's some unbelievable stories in this World Cup. But I think 2015 was better, but I want to know what people think on social media.
Yep. Let us know, because I think this World Cup's been absolutely brilliant as well. But quarterfinals coming up on beIN Sports. Do join us for that.